You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show. Woo!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Farchive. As you know, this is just a feed with random interviews and fun stuff, a lot of times new stuff, some of our old archival stuff, hence the name the Farchive. But this is a new short interview with the star of EK Boys, Quinn Lord. If you're not familiar with Quinn Lord from EK Boys, you might be familiar with him from a slew of other things he's been in over the last few years, or as the young child in the Sam costume from Trick or Treat, which, of course, is one of my favorite Halloween movies, and should be one of yours, too. Delightful, delightful anthology film. So without further ado, here is Quinn Lord talking about EK Boys and a couple other random things that I decided to ask him. Enjoy.
All right. Hi, Quinn. How's it going?
Hi, going pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm good, good. So I'm going to just dive right in here and start with Quinn Lord. Who is Quinn Lord? How many people know you besides the movie that's coming out that we're here to talk about? Well, how might people know who you are and, you know, how you got your start and what got you to here?
Oh, wow, that's a pretty big question.
Well, I guess I'll give you the short version since you only have 15 minutes, right?
Oh, yeah, well... I mean, that's probably multiple questions in one, but as far as things that I may be recognized from is Sam from Trick or Treat. I played that when I was 7 years old. It came out in 2009, but we did film it in 2006-2007. As far as more recent projects, I was in The Man in the High Castle playing Thomas Smith. Right now I'm filming season 2, but season 1's already out of Firefly Lane. I play Sean. In that, I'm not kidding. And in EK Boys, I play Sean Gunnarsson. So I think Sean is definitely a name that's beginning to stick. Who knows? now you're interested in how I got into it, or
yeah. So how did So you started at 7. Was that your first role as Sam?
It was my first lead role. Yes, Sam. I think maybe it was even my first movie. That's insane. But, I started at like 4 or 5 years old, getting into acting because I just would not leave my parents alone. They try and take me out, to like, you know, the mall or something. And I just start reciting stuff, quoting things, standing up on a stool and, you know, reciting, you know, monologues from movies and doing like the lightsaber duels, and Indiana Jones was a favorite. So I dressed up as Indiana Jones for Halloween. And I'm like, you know what? You know, this kid, we gotta help the flame, right? We gotta put him into some improv classes. And from there, you know, I met the person who ran the improv class, became, you know, the first agent, and sent me out to auditions. And it wasn't long before that, that I started getting some commercials, and it grew from there, on and on and on, to TV and movies. And
obviously a very wide variety of stuff, although I definitely see a good amount of, like, genre stuff, which is something I care a lot about. So obviously I'm definitely not going to just glaze by the Sam thing. That's pretty important. before I force you to spend too much time talking about Sam, I do see, like, you said you're Man in the High Castle, which, correct me if I'm wrong, that's based on a Stephen King property, right?
It's Philip K. Dick.
Oh, it's Philip K. Dick. All right, sorry. Too many things I've watched recently. Yeah. But again, another genre writer that's pretty damn important, so that makes sense.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd be interested in doing some Stephen King stuff. I think I did, like, a TV series for, you know, a Stephen King TV series, but it's not quite a movie, so.
Right. And you were in a Masters of Horror episode back in 2007 when you were quite young as well.
Oh yeah, that was a long time ago.
So you did a lot of stuff when you were a kid, and obviously you really haven't slowed down. I mean, it looks like you've pretty much worked consistently from the time you kind of got in until now with both TV and movies.
Yeah.
So I guess the short question here with Ike Boys is, how did you get into this? Is this something that that you care about? Is this a role that like you is close to your heart, or just something that you kind of fell into?
Like you were mentioning before, variety. So it's something I've never really done before, like the whole superhero thing and speaking Japanese on screen or just speaking a language other than English, right? So I was interested in taking on that challenge. And as a bonus, I could cross off the 90s from my my decade list, because Firefly Lane, the character I play, takes place in the 70s. And Man in the High Castle is an alternate 1960s, but it's the 1960s nonetheless. So I get to wear the 1960s clothes, the 1970s clothes. I got the 90s with EK Boys. And I'm looking for, you know, perhaps a project that takes place in the 80s or early 2000s. Haven't quite done that yet. As far as genre-wise, I'm itching to get some action, perhaps, and, you know, doing some stunts there. I'm always down for some good stunts.
That sounds like fun. That sounds like a lot of fun. And it definitely seems like something that, you know, whether or not you were really into anime or anything, it definitely felt like you kind of blended into that role real well. Did you have to do a lot of, like, research to kind of get into the role? Or, you know, how did that work?
No, not really. There's a lot of overlap between me and Sean. And that stems from the fact that Eric and I, the director, Eric McKeever and I, we have a lot of overlapping qualities and, you know, similar tastes and preferences and this and that. It's kind of weird, you know. It's almost like seeing, like, a half-brother or, like, a brother that's all grown up and, you know, he's talking to a younger self. because there's so much we have in common together. And as far as, like, anime, and I grew up with Transformers and Robotech, Macross, and a little bit of Pokemon sprinkled in, just for, you know, the little pocket monsters, if you will. Yeah, I really took a liking to Robotech and Transformers, and there was a whole list of different animes that Eric had sent the main three casts, me, Ronick, and Christina, to watch, to sort of, you know, get into the headspace of what this movie's going to be about and what Sean and Vikram were all obsessed with. I mean, I'm not quite obsessed with it to the point of, you know, Vikram or Sean, but it's definitely there. I like it. And I'm probably going to get back into watching some more anime in the near future, because a friend of mine recommended One Punch Man, and I watched that, and I loved it. So it opens the doors to many more anime. And I also rewatched Robotech Macross recently, so yeah, I'm kind of itching to, you know, well, if there's an 80s production or a production that, you know, takes place in the 80s and it's action and has anime references, that sounds like Robotech.
That would be pretty cool.
I'd love
cool.
to play Rick Hunter. That would be a dream.
right. Well, you've got to convince... He's got to convince Eric to write and direct a you know, the adaptation. And you're in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a whole, yeah, like, we could even make, like, a whole fan fiction thing about it. There's, you know, the resources he had at his disposal for the 2D animation style in EK Boys. I mean, it's not really that far-reaching to see, you know, ADR over top of that. Ooh.
So what's it like to be, you know, the person who played a horror icon at only 7 years old?
It's definitely a unique experience. There's no, you know, rule book that goes with it, but it's been nothing but, you know, a joyous and wonderful experience, you know, having people recognize me but not recognize me because my character's face was covered by the burlap sack in the movie. So I'm not, like, recognized on the street, but anytime I attend, like, a convention or something and they see the little, not tarp, but banner behind me, they're like, oh, my God, you're Sam? No way. I love Sam and Trick or Treat.
Right.
And they just come up to the table and, you know, there's like the whole autograph signing. And, you know, I really sort of, I'm longing to go back to the whole convention runs and stuff like that. If I can just get back to, you know, the safer convention runs that are not, you know, afflicted by COVID because COVID's, you know,
right.
everywhere. But, you know, if
well, hopefully we...
Like I used to.
Hopefully we
and,
sneak out of that
yeah.
soon, right? I mean, now you're
yeah,
from Canada, is that correct?
Texas, boy. Yes, Vancouver, to be exact.
Okay, and you're still based out of there?
Yeah, I definitely cool. like the temperature up here. So.
I mean, I'm enjoying the fall here in the Northeast. I live in the greater Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, but I hate the summer. So I could move north. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, it's definitely been a hot summer, even up here, so.
Fair enough.
Ah.
So, you know, as you kind of doing the rounds talking about this movie, are there any particular things that, like, about the film, about EK Boys, that, like, you would want to highlight to someone, like, saying, like, oh, like a sales pitch, if you will. Like, why should someone go out and see this?
Well, it's definitely tailored for a very specific niche of people, which would be it's almost like a bridge connecting Japanese film with the sort of Hollywood or North American film, which is no small task. You know, to have some stars coming out from Japan like Yumiko and having Ben Browder, who is in Farscape, which I was a big fan of, and Billy Zane and having a whole bunch of anime references, because a lot of people in North America enjoy anime. Like, this is a movie like just for people who really enjoy anime, and also to sort of bridge the connection bridge between Japan and the U.S., I guess, to, you know, share a common film that both, you know, will really love, because nothing quite exists like that. And, it's got the superhero scenes and the nice age-old kaiju versus mecha. And, well, it's definitely a lot of fun to watch, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and I'm into old kaiju films and stuff, but I could see that even people who aren't familiar with kind of that realm of stuff, I mean, this definitely... Mm-hmm. is enough in the superhero realm, I think, that could connect, like you said, the North American audience with some of that stuff they may not know as much about. Or on the contrary, it could be people who are obsessed with Japanese stuff and haven't bridged into some of the more North American stuff. It could kind of bridge that gap as well. So it's kind of a nice blend of the two.
Yeah. And also I like the sort of goofiness of the movie as well. It reminds me a lot of a movie that I really enjoyed, Army of Darkness with Bruce Campbell.
Yeah,
like a lot of the the goofy kind of humor and just the overall enjoyment of the movie. You can just you love the movie for what it is.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I mean, so I don't think you can go wrong talking about Army of Darkness or the Evil Dead movies. So I definitely think that kind of goofy fantasy that Army of Darkness really leans into, I think, gets kind of a little bit less gore-centric and a little more fantasy-oriented. I think that's a good comparison. I definitely think that that's a good way for people to, who are into the kind of that world would probably really dig this movie. So before I kind of let you go, is there anything else you want to share or anything that you're working on now that you're able to talk about?
Well, I'm not really able to talk about, season 2 of Firefly Lane, but...
people should see it when it comes out.
Season 1 of Firefly Lane on Netflix.
right.
I'm hoping that, there's going to be more festival going, because I couldn't attend the Texas Fantastic Fest where EK Boys premiered a couple days ago. Because I'm working on Firefly Lane, it's a good problem to have, right? Being occupied with one great thing, with more festivals, the more opportunities I can you know, go and attend them and see people's takeaway from the movie right there. Because I've just been sort of playing hermit for the better part of 2 years now. It's a little bit exhausting, but I'm itching for the social interaction.
Hey, well, thank you so much for the chat, and I look forward to checking out. You know, now I personally am going to have to go check it out in the first and second season, because I haven't actually watched Firefly Lane yet. So now I know I have to do that, and so I'm going to go check that out. I'm hopefully going to see this movie blow up, and I'm excited for you.
Hopefully, yeah. And in Firefly Lane, you'll get to see me sporting a sick 70s wig.
Nice. Nice. Looking forward to it, man. Hey, well, good luck with this movie and with everything else you're working on.
All right, thanks.
A trick or treat, baby.